food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
What do you get when you put a French-born chef, five active bright children, and the world-renowned expert on nutrition, weight management, and disease prevention, that would be Dr. David Katz, in the busiest room of their house? You would get the Katz Family Kitchen. Oh my gosh, it is the coolest place to go to, and you're going to have a chance to do that today. Many are curious about what this crazy busy family eats and how it measures up to Dr. Katz's food standards, which are really important. So we've invited Mrs. Catherine Katz, who happens to be a PhD and founder of Cuisinicity.com, to give us a sneak peek into this amazing kitchen. Catherine, so many people wonder what we eat. I can't even imagine how many people come up to you and say, what do you eat? What do you serve your family in your kitchen?
That's right. That's right. And thankfully, because they've asked me so many years, I finally put together a website where I tell it all.
Yeah, you do, and you do it in with such zest, and it's delicious, by the way. Anybody who's listening, you must go to Cuisinicity.com. Let me just take a minute to explain that. Cuisinicity, Cuisinicity.com. Cuisinicity.com.
And go to those. And simplicity.
Yeah.
Cuisinicity. Well, thank you so much. What an introduction. I'm just delighted to be here.
Well, we had to get that in because if whatever we miss in this segment, you can catch it on your site. The YouTubes are fantastic. So what does your kitchen look like, Catherine?
Oh, I love my kitchen. As you said, we have five kids, and really the kitchen is the heart of our home, literally. It's just in the middle between our family room and our dining room. And in fact, you see it quite well on the videos. It's just so, a lot of fun, very practical and very much hands-on. I don't know if you look at my videos, you see I have open jars with oats and beans and different whole grain flours all ready to be used just to make it easy. Because, you know, when you have five kids, there's no time to even open a box. I mean, you just have everything on hand, and I just dig in a measuring cup in there and just go right from that. I don't have to open my cupboards for most of my ingredients. So it's beautiful, it's friendly, and it always smells yummy.
Oh, and you're right. We can see that so well on your videos. It's so much fun to be. It really feels like we're inside your kitchen, like just pull up a stool.
You.
I just wish you could reach through and give me a serving of whatever you're making.
Oh, yeah.
That looks amazing.
Sometimes I get so carried away. As you know, I sing, too. Carried away, and I have the feeling that you can smell what I smell, and I catch myself saying, no, you can't smell it, but just trust. And you could tell. And what I do that because I want people to not be intimidated. It can sound fancy and complicated, but it isn't. When you know what you're doing and you have those wholesome ingredients on hand, it is so easy. And you got to believe me because literally now the kids are older, but when they were little, you know, it was a fragmented day. You go, you know, you put something in the oven, but then you run to do the homework with one, fix. You know, there's so many things to do, as you can imagine. So it can't be complicated, and it has to be quick. So that's what Cuisinicity is about.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. After, you know, maybe we read the recipes and you say, oh, I'm not even going to attempt that. But when you watch you making it, it does bring it to a real level where you're like, okay, this is simpler than the name and I can do that. And
exactly.
It's really helpful to watch you doing it.
Exactly.
So let's tell people. I wanted to give people an insight a little bit further into your kitchen. Maybe this is something you can do in your videos. Sure. Show us your pantry. So what are some staple items that you always have on hand to help you make these amazing meals?
Thank you. So first, I have always have fresh fruit on the counter. It, you know, apples, bananas, oranges, lemons. I have to make sure, you know, they're right there inviting and that you almost have to, you know, you stumble upon them and you just want to eat them. I also have whole grains everywhere. I mean, for my husband, every morning has this great multi-grain cereal. He has such a big bowl of it with yogurt and berries that I have this big open jar filled with his, you know, this great big bag that I buy, you know, at the health food store. It's huge, but, you know, he goes through it in a week, no problem. Same with rolled oats, old-fashioned rolled oats. I have lots of lentils, beans, again, different kinds of flours, like whole wheat, soft wheat, oat, spelt. I have, I mentioned lentils. Yeah, I mentioned lentils and beans. I have lots of spices because it's so wonderful to, you know, with, you can dress up a meal, a recipe so well with spices. Lots of nuts also. I love to have almonds on hand and walnuts. I love to also have medjool dates, you know, those wonderful moist dates. Because I use those a lot, sometimes to replace the sugar in some of my recipes. I have dark chocolate. I always have to have dark chocolate. Ooh. And unsweetened cocoa. And, you know, inside my cupboard, I would say I have a good marinara sauce, some good whole grain pastas on hand. You know, I mean, just the basic wholesome foods that you could just make sure to have there so that when you're, you know, all you have to buy on a regular basis is the fresh vegetables, the mixed greens, the, you know, those kinds of things that you cannot store ahead. But, yeah, I would say whole grains, beans, lentils, cereals, and lots of fresh fruit and dried fruit, unsweetened. And, again, I make it part of the decoration of the kitchen. The kitchen is alive with these beautiful colors. And it entices you not only to just eat it, but also to cook with it because it's right there. You don't have to open a new package or open a box or look in your cupboard. They're right there for you to use. So I think that's my little trick.
You know, it sounds like, well, I have seen the kitchen on the videos there. It is amazing. And I love having baskets full and of fresh fruits and vegetables around the kitchen. I love your open concept idea of not having to have to open. You can just grab and grab and reach for a recipe for ingredients that you need. And the challenge I have with that is if they're now we're down to two, and you want to and you have a you've got to eat it all before it starts going past its prime, and
exactly.
And that's just something to be aware of. But we only have a couple minutes left. I want to get at least one recipe in. I'm torn between the halibut and wine tomato sauce, which making fish is so. Difficult for most people. You make it look so easy,
it
and then you have Moroccan
so
lentil.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Just
let's
go ahead
the halibut,
with the fish one.
That one I can describe in 2 minutes, not even.
Go.
And do go to the website because the video really speaks volumes. All it is halibut, little halibut fillets, and you put it, and it's one pot kind of dinner that you're going to put in the oven. You surround it with little tomatoes, red and yellow. You spread the whole thing with some turmeric, love turmeric, and be generous with it. It's just wonderful, gives it that beautiful orange color. Top everything with lemon and then white wine and just bake it in the oven. That's it, literally. And it is, people think that you've really labored over this, and it's just delicious.
Oh, sounds amazing. I can almost smell it from here. You're right.
Yes,
you watch
absolutely.
On that video. It sounds amazing. And then the other one that Ellen was mentioning is the lentil one. Say the name again so that we can at least look for it online if we don't have time to cover
it. It's my Moroccan lentil and chickpea soup.
All right. Thank you so much, Catherine. Everybody, go to her website. That's www.cuisinicity.com, CUISINICITY.com. Thanks for being with us in our Family Food Kitchen. Remember, you can always find our past episodes on RadioMD.com. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.